big problem, and what's immensely frustrating, Greg, is that I've had numerous requests from people, very, very vulnerable people, and by their nature, these people are sick, and it doesn't suit them to maybe make a two-hour round trip to a vaccination centre. And they're looking to get the booster in their local pharmacy. Now, we've been giving these vaccines successfully to young and old for as soon as we were allowed to participate in the programme. They can't come into us. There are vials of Pfizer COVID vaccine going out of date in pharmacies and in mass vaccination centres around the country.
Wow.
Now, I've had to dump in one pharmacy alone 6 vials. That's 24 doses. The pharmacy staff are vulnerable healthcare workers who have been told they're eligible for booster vaccines. They have to go to a mass vaccination centre to get that if they get an appointment, which hasn't even been made available. Mm-hmm. Meantime, we have the vaccines we could give to our own staff on site, and we're told to dump them.
Well, that's offensive, not only because it's not satisfying a need within this country, but there are countries still that have no access or proper access to vaccine, and we're being forced to dump it. What we're being forced? You want to give it to people, but you're being forced to dump it. That's awful.
But Greg, it's not just us. This is
not alone
in pharmacies, in mass vaccination centres, and in GP centres, because most people who want the initial doses have been given them. We're now in booster territory.
Of